One afternoon last week, while I was out walking yet another lap around Sugar House, doctor's orders, you know, my phone informed me that I'd received a text, which, as it turns out, was from my sister. For reasons unbeknownst to me, she suddenly decided to direct this query my way. Do you think Russia's going to do anything to us? While I certainly make an effort to keep up with current events, and I dare say that the war in Ukraine is on most people's minds these days, I am hardly an authority on geopolitics. Anyone who knows me knows this. I mean, if you've got a question about theology or baseball cards or classic rock, there's at least a chance that I might have something relevant to say. But this one was way out of my league, and so I'm afraid that my answer to my sister wasn't really much of an answer. "I have no idea," was my forward reply. We went back and forth on this same topic for a bit as I continued my trek throughout the neighborhood, the consistent terseness of my responses emanating from my inability to come up with a good answer on the one hand, and my desire not to get run over as I tried to walk and text simultaneously on the other. As I made my way toward home on 9th East, I stopped to take a photo of the snow-capped Wasatch, which I sent to my sister with the following caption: "May this view of the mountains from the park behind my house bring you some peace." My response wasn't even remotely germane to the issue under consideration, and I certainly wasn't trying to dishonor either the gravity of the situation or the seriousness of my sister's fear, but it was all that I could come up with. They say that sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words, and this felt like one of those times, so I took a picture. And besides, amidst all of the ugliness that seems to define our world these days, a little beauty goes a long way. Over the weekend, I turned on the television news and was met with yet another installment of horrific footage from the war in Ukraine. The brutality and senseless suffering were impossible to fathom and to process. But then I saw something truly miraculous. In a bomb shelter beneath the streets of Kyiv, a tiny Ukrainian girl named Amelia, with a little bit of encouragement, stood up and belted out her best version of "Let It Go" from the movie Frozen, to the sheer delight of those assembled as someone recorded the scene for all the world to witness. I must confess that in most circumstances, hearing this particular song would be enough to make me run out of the room screaming. In this case, though, I was absolutely transfixed by it, and I'm not crying, you're crying. As the crowd clapped and the child smiled, the unfathomable ugliness of the war that raged above their heads was eclipsed, if only for an instant, by this small and defiant act of beauty. Sometimes, when faced with tremendous and seemingly insurmountable adversity, small and defiant acts of beauty are about all we can muster. But a little beauty really does go a long way.